The new novel, Crescent, brings Iraq closer to America, all the way to Los Angeles, in fact. Crescent is mostly set in a Middle Eastern restaurant in Los Angeles called Nadia's Cafe. There, one can experience Baghdad. NPR's Renee Montaigne spoke with author Diana Abu-Jabbar.
There is around UCLA an area dubbed Erangelis, or take your pick, Terangelis, for its abundance of Iranian immigrants and exiles. But people from every country in the Middle East call it home. Diana Abu-Jabbar based her fictional Nadia's Cafe on a real diner she frequented while teaching at UCLA in the 90s. Among the Middle Eastern diners were newly arrived Iraqis who came to eat and lingered to tell chilling tales of Saddam's regime. She says she set most of the action in a cafe because of her father, Jordanian by birth, who long ago linked for her the smell of mint tea and cinnamon, of warm yogurt and sizzling onions, to the sound of stories being told.
My father would cook, and then after we ate dinner, we would sit around, my mother cleared the dishes, and he would tell us stories about what it was like growing up in this big Bedouin family, and what it was like to ride a camel, and what it felt like to climb over the rooftops at night and look at the setting moon.
On the first page of her novel, Crescent, Diana Abu-Jabbar transports the reader to another night long ago, where a nameless boy shivers beneath a Baghdad sky.
The sky is white. The sky shouldn't be white because it's after midnight and the moon has not yet appeared, and nothing is as black and as ancient as the night in Baghdad. It is dark and fragrant as the hanging gardens of the extinct city of Chaldea, as dark and still as the night in the uppermost chamber of the spiraling Tower of Babel. But it's white because white is the color of an exploding rocket.
This rocket has whistled its way to Iraq from Iran while those two countries were at war. And this opening scene hints at the terrible childhood memories carried years later within both the main characters of the novel Crescent. There's the lovely blue-eyed Serene, whose parents were killed in Baghdad. Raised by her uncle in L.A., she is now the cook at Nadia's Cafe. And there's the handsome and mysterious Hanif, or Han, who's just arrived to teach Middle Eastern studies at a nearby university. There looms in this sort of mystery of who he is. Family members who have been taken away by Saddam's government.
Right.
Possibly killed.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Rumors of torture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted to really get into some of the brutal realities. In Crescent, Han is a political activist as a young man, and it is his political activism that draws him into danger and then endangers his family as well. This is why he has to leave.
Han finds in Los Angeles a new life under a new sky, and he romances the Americanized Serene by singing to her the call to prayer and describing to her in poetic detail the inside of a mosque. For Han, who cannot go back, evoking Baghdad offers solace. For the immigrant Serene, it is a revelation about a world she only thought she knew. Diana Abu-Jabbar says here, too, she was thinking of her own father.
My father is an immigrant. He's not an exile. He chose to come to America. But, you know, the interesting thing about being an immigrant is you think you can always go back. You don't realize how much immigration changes you. That when you leave your country for whatever length of time it is, you come to a new place and you tend to have it work its way into you. And that is a great thing, but it also takes away a sense of unity and coherence. And I think a lot of immigrants don't realize that they have to sacrifice a unified sense of self when they leave their country.
Food, however, can be brought along, and Diana Abu-Jabbar has filled her novel with fragrant walnut and pomegranate stew, with pungent lemon tea, with aromas and tastes that describe the characters themselves. Serene's hands smell of butter. Her lover, Han, as you describe him, I'll just quote you, his fluid voice, dark as chocolate. His accent has nuances of England and Eastern Europe like a complicated sauce.
You bet.
Very tasty. But you're sort of transported back to Iraq, or at least the Middle East.
Yeah, because I do believe that food is one of the most immediate and most convincing ways of explaining cultural experience to another person. I mean, I could speak whole paragraphs about the Middle East, but I'd rather give somebody a shish kebab, you know? I would rather feed someone, because I do feel that you can't help but have a kind of insight that comes not only intellectually but also emotionally and physically from that experience of breaking bread together.
Do you want to read just a bit to give us that experience right now?
I'd be happy to. This is a section in which Serene is meditating on how she learned how to make baklava by watching her parents. Her mother said that a baklava maker should have sensitive, supple hands, so she was in charge of opening and unpeeling the paper-thin layers of dough and placing them in a stack in the tray. Her father was in charge of pastry brushing each layer of dough with a coat of drawn butter. It was systematic yet graceful, her mother carefully unpeeling each layer and placing them in the tray where Serene's father painted them. This was one of the ways that Serene learned how her parents loved each other. Their concerted movements like a dance, they swam together through the round arcs of her mother's arms and her father's tender strokes.
Crescent is the title of Diana Abu-Jabber's new novel. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Los Angeles.
An excerpt from Crescent is at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.